In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
When you want to succeed, as bad as you want to breathe, young man, then you will be successful in any area of your life.
They looked at the most successful men and women of the world, and they found that they had like 7-8 things in common. And one of the things they all had in common was a routine. They are obsessed with their routine. They don't have a gap of wasted time in their routine. You know, I realized the reason why I'm so successful and the reason why I don't get in trouble like I used to when I was younger is because when I was younger, man, my schedule had so many gaps in it. I got up the other day like at 3 o'clock in the morning and I woke up and I was just walking around like, I was like, I'm so tired. I heard the devil say, go back to sleep. I was like, yeah, you're right. I should go back to sleep. I was like, bro, you want to something? He's like, why are you getting up this early? You already number one in the world. You already number one in the world, E. You already doing what you're supposed to be doing. And my body said, yo, E, what would you go back to sleep for? I said, I'm tired. My body said, you're not tired. I said, well, why would you say I'm not tired? He said, because you woke up without an alarm clock. You woke yourself up. So if you were tired, your body wouldn't let you get up. If you were tired, your body would make you sleep to 6. You got up, it's 3. What you don't want to do is the grind, but you're up. My body said, all you got to do is put your shoes on. That's the hardest thing you got to do. Just put your shoes on and I'll do the rest. I can't put your shoes on for you, but put your shoes on and then just go.
I met this individual and that individual inquired, do you really want this? Is this something you really think you can do? And I said, absolutely, I'm ready. And to my surprise, they said to me, all right, Eric, if you're serious, meet me tomorrow morning, 4:30 a.m. at the beach. And I'll be honest with you guys, I'm thinking to myself, first of all, 4:30 in the morning is kind of, that's different, right? But he had that look in his eye that if you are serious, then meet me tomorrow, Eric. When I got to the spot, the mentor said to me, let's go out in the water. The guru grabs me by the back of my neck and he puts me under the water. And as the guru pushes my head in the water, he takes his leg and puts it around my leg so that I can't move. And he begins to press my head further down the water. And now I like literally, like I'm holding my breath and 10 seconds go by. 20 seconds go by and I'm saying to myself in those 20 seconds, like, okay, he's playing. He's gonna let me go in a minute. 60 seconds, and just when I thought my life was over, boom, he pulls my head out of the water. You were underwater. What were you thinking about? Were you thinking about the basketball game or the football game? Were you thinking about your family? What were you thinking about? I said, to be honest with you, the only thing I was thinking about was breathing. He said, that's it, young man, that's it. When you go back and you begin this GED program, as you begin this endeavor to be an educator, that's it, that's it. I said, what's it? He said, you just said it. You said when you were underwater, there was only one thing you wanted to do. And what was that? Breathe. I said, breathe. He said, yes. When you want to succeed, as bad as you want to breathe, young man, then you will be successful in any area of your life. I say this to you. I never said when you want to succeed as bad as you want to eat, because you can go 21 days, maybe 30 without eating. I never said when you want to succeed as bad as you want water, because you can go about 3 days or so without it. I said when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, you probably only got a minute or so. Then you'll be successful. You don't necessarily need better skills per se. That's not what you need. But what some of you need is to go from 70% to 120%. Some of you need to go from 80% to 120%. I want to do it as bad as I want to breathe.
You cannot tell nobody else to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
You can't tell nobody else how they need to grind. They grind look like they grind. You can't tell nobody. You need to get up early. Maybe they don't. Who knows? You know what you need to do. You got to have a safe for you.
Listen to me. Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute or an hour or a day or even a year. But eventually, it will subside. And something else will take its place. If I quit, however...
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Will last forever. And the problem with most of you, you never felt no pain before. Y'all spoiled. Some of y'all spoiled. Just bottom line, your parents have done everything for you. You never had to do nothing for yourself. You're spoiled. We're gonna keep it real tonight. Some of you are spoiled brats. Every time you ever got in trouble, somebody in your house got you out of it. You're gonna have to grow up. And some of you have never learned to grow up.
You get from being a loser, low self-esteem, doubt, and fear. And if you can find your way on this side, guys, it's sweeter on this side.
You know what's so funny? We want people to make guarantees to us, but we're not willing to make guarantees to ourselves.
And so every time something get hard, you quit, you call mama. I dare you to take a little pain. I dare you. I dare you not to go home. Somebody said, I don't go home, I feel bad. Go through it. You ain't gonna die. At the end of pain is success. You're not gonna die because you're feeling a little pain. I'm not eating like I eat at home. That's why you're about to go to the next level, because if you keep eating like you ate at home, you will keep being a boy or a girl. It's time to become man, woman.
You don't necessarily need better skills per se. That's not what you need. But what some of you need is to go from 70% to 120%. Some of you need to go from 80% to 120%. I want to do it as bad as I want to breathe.
So don't worry about a little pain. My greatest asset is I was homeless, so I can't feel a whole lot of pain. I've already been alone. There's not a whole lot of hurt I can feel. But I'm saying today has got to go from external to internal. You have to give it everything you got. No more TV, no more parties, no more playing. If you don't have a 4.0, what you need to be doing is studying. Stop being this high school dropout. Stop giving up. Stop sleeping on the street. Stop walking up and down Finkel Avenue like you ain't got nothing, and get your GED. Stop being afraid to take a test.
I'm not making this up. It is literally at the darkest moment when it dawns. It is literally at the darkest moment. So you don't really even get to the next level to your darkest moments. So that's why I'm saying stop tripping when it get dark and you running. You running from your success. Like that's what you running from. So it took me 12 years to get a 4-year degree. I never quit because I realized, like, why would you do something for 10 years then quit? Why would you do something for 11 years then quit? So for a lot of you, if you was gonna quit, you should have quit when you put your first grand in it. You like 20,000 deep now. You like 9,800 hours deep into it. It only take 10,000 hours. It is not the darkest moment that's the problem. You the problem, and your perspective is the problem. You thought you was just gonna have a dream and a goal, and you were just gonna wake up and just walk into the sunset. You're like, dream, boom. It don't work like that. You have a dream, and then life punks you. Life punks you and say, do you really want this? I'm gonna give your wife MS. Do you really want this? 5 of your aunts gonna die of cancer. Do you really want this? You're going to lose friends. Do you really want this? Do you really want this? Cousins going to abandon you. People that you used to be like this with going to think you bougie and don't want to deal with you. It's a part of it, but I paid too much. If I was going to quit, I would have quit in the abandoned building when I wanted to commit suicide and take my life. I should have quit when I heard my voice say, your mama don't want you. Your own daddy don't want you. Take your life. I got through that. So why am I going to quit over a grade, an F on a grade? Why would I quit because I didn't do well on the master's degree? Come on. And so I'm telling y'all, you have come too far to quit now. You have invested too much to quit now. You have lost too much to quit now. Get a reward for your pain. Don't cry about it. Don't whine about it. Get a reward for it. And guess what? People rock with me because I know what you've been through and I didn't quit. I know what you've been through and I didn't stop. I know what you've been through and I didn't whine. You know what I did? I got my reward for it. And not only did I get a reward for it, my wife got a reward for it. My kids got a reward for it. They're going to live a different life because of what I went through. And had I quit, I would have been just like my father who left me with nothing. I'd have been just like my grandfather who quit. Take quit out your vocabulary. Take it out. Cry if you must. Rest if you must. Rest. And it's a lie. You're not alone. It's a whole bunch of us here. Get a reward for your pain.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.